somebody to answer the problem. Shit. Even though we said you only do it as time, if it's a chodesh sabia, what's if you cliche of it, you could do it cliche shiz. The Gemara says, Kibin Yisura Derabban Allah, Kidarai Sadami, Velav Yishusa Kaimi, Velav Marzi Mevato. The Gemara says, being that it's also Derabban Allah, you can't be Mevato. And the Gemara brings a raya that by Yisra Derabban Allah, you can't be Mevato from Kedusha. Dabarev Gidul Amrev Chia Bar Yosef Amr Rav, המקדש משה ישראל זה למעלה אפילו מחית יחודנאיסה אין חוששן וקדושה. אז קודם כל, let's see what the עצם ממרו על המקדש בשה ישראל זה למעלה אפילו מחית יחודנאיסה לא ולמירה כדבי. אז המחלק יש רשי and תויסס when we say המקדש משה ישראל, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Sheishayis that are also midrabanan behind the shal of nechatzayis. Or are we talking about the shayis that it's also daraisa? Rashi learns misheishayis elamayla mitchila sheish misuda derabanan. Rashi learns we're talking about the hour before chatzayis, which is also midrabanan. Taisa says on Rashi that kocho hodam leel in the Gemara before. When the Gemara says that on Dalet Amud Beis the Lashon of Chometz Mishesh Shois, Hainu Misoif Sheish, it's going from after Chatzos. As you see, Stam, when the Gemara says Sheish Shois, it means after Chatzos, not the hour Bifnei Chatzos. So what did in our Gemara over here? The Maisa, the Masha, asked on Tosfos, that Tosfos could have asked some our Gemara Mineu Bei. Because our Gemara says that Chometz Mishesh Shois Ulamayla is also Midaraisa. As it's clear in our Gemara that Sheish Shois means Isser Daraisa. What do you do with Rashi? How do you answer Rashi? As the MS is Rashi on Chafala Chomet Beis, where you have this memra Oidapam, Rashi answers himself. Rashi says that. Al kochuch mitchila sheish mashma dili acha sheish da osa midaraisa may osa lashmeino. Rashi says enochinami when the Gemara or the Mishnayos say sheish shois it means chatzos. Aber over here it's muchach it doesn't because if it's isa daraisa as what is chiddush avad if it's osa hanom midaraisa it's eno mifudeshes as must be he's going on the shois that are osa midarabon. Melin Rashi himself answers Tosis' question. Lefi Tosis that we're talking about Shoyz the Raisa as Im Kane as where's the Raya to the Din Darabanan. Fishlem Lefi Rashi we're talking about Shoyz the Darabanan as then it's very good. You have a Raya from the, that we're talking about it is the Darabanan. Lefi Tosis that we're talking about Shoyz the Raisa. As where do you have a raya that it's usher, the Issa Darabanan makes that it's Eina Mekudeshes, and from there to Ditto. As Tosis says, because Chitin Kurdenaisa is Chomets Kosha, and it's Chomets Nuksha, She'eno usher, Ela Midrabanan. That over here we're talking about Chitin Kurdenaisa, that it's Chomets Nuksha, and it's Eino usher, Ela Midrabanan. That's the Mahalach of Tosis. Rashi did not learn like Tosfos for two reasons. Number one, the first thing is Tosfos says that Chitei Kurdenaisa means Chometz Nuksha. Rashi does not learn that way. Rashi doesn't mention that it is Chometz Nuksha. Rashi just says Chitei Kurdenaisa Smoichim Bahare Barat. It's a place. And Koshin Hein Ma'oi. Rashi says they're very hard. In Rashi, in Chafalef Amud Beis, Rashi explains it more. Rashi over there says that the Nidin is when water comes on it, maybe it's not going to be Mischametz Bechlau. Meaning normal Chita, as soon as water goes on it, it becomes Chametz. Of a Chita Kosha, which is very, very hard, as when the water goes on it, it doesn't start the chometz process. As Lafiza, the needin over here is not that it's chametz nuksha. There's a different needin by chite perdenaisa. The needin is because it's hard wheat. I mean, there's certain wheat, which is the regular wheat. You put water on it, it's mischametz right away. That's the process. But there's certain wheat, which is really hard. It's like the water doesn't start the chametz process. In fact, Frek the Pnei Yeshua on Chafalef Amateis, Lafi Rashi, Azim Kain, why is it Taka Asar? If it's Chita Kosher and it's a Chashchim or it's Lashon Rashi, as why is it Taka Asar? Zakt the Pnei Yeshua, you have to say Pshat and Rashi will be Safik the Araisa Lechota. That'll be Pshat in Rashi. That it's a suffix d'araisa if it was nischametz, if the water penetrated, even though it has a hard surface to it, if the water penetrated and it was nischametz, it as midin suffix d'araisa l'chumra. The tzarech beer, who's talking about d'araisa? Over here we're going in shoyis d'rabbanan. We're talking about chametz d'rabbanan because we're talking about shoyis d'rabbanan. How could you say suffix d'araisa l'chumra? L'choira, l'fi, the way the Pnei Yeshua learns Rashi on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, you'll have to put a comment. Hamakadesh Mishesh Shoyus Ulamayla is one here. Or, Hamakadesh Afile B'chite Kurdenaisa means, and even in the Zman D'Araisa, Chite Kurdenaisa is going in a different seer. It's here where it's also Midaraisa, and Afilu Achim. It's a double Afilu, Ki'ilu, it's a new seer. It's a Rizaga Chiddush.
So, how many
Chiddush
for Kiddush?
Hmm? So, I don't know. Enoch Enami. The Fee Zed, if Yeshua wants to learn, it'll be Safi Kiddush. It means it's not Kiddush and Badoi. That's what it means. That's how the Yeshua learns the Das Rashi. Abu Shmuel in Shir Chloe is a festive Kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. I will leave the Olam think about Rib Shmuel's kasha. Rib Shmuel asked that if the reason why it's asa v'ana is mishum safik daraisa l'chumra, l'chayra, the din of safik daraisa l'chumra is a din on the gavra, that the gavra has to be machmer misafik. Meaning mitzad the chefsa, it's a safik. No, what's the din? Why is it Vada Yasser? Because Safik Daraisa Luchumra, therefore it's Vada Yasser. As I say, how could you say that there's Afka Bivadai on the Moisa Kedushin? It's a din in the Gavra of Safik Daraisa Luchumra. And a din on the Gavra, Luchumra doesn't make it a Chefsa She'ein Boy Mois. It doesn't make it that it's Paka the Bailis. Like we saw in the beginning of the Gemara, only when it's a din in the chefsa, as then it's chal on it Ravka, that it's a davar she'ein boy mamin or a davar she'ein boy bayis. That's a Shmuel's interesting question on the Pnei Yeshua. Oh, so, as that's one reason why Rashi didn't learn like Taisis, is because Pashet Rashi has a different world. Chite Kurdenaisa is not chametz nuksha. As being that it's not chametz nuksha, you can't learn like Taisus, that it's chametz nuksha, that's midirabana. Zumela Rashi could not learn like Taisus. That's one hezba. Avlamaisa, the Minvas Baruch says another hezba, a gishmaka hezba. Rashi holds that chametz nuksha is aser daraisa. Be'emes, it's mefurish chametz nuksha is aser daraisa. You read Taisus, your eyes should pop out. If you have Jewish brains, yeah. Meaning, if you know, you learn that chametz nuksha is asa daraisa. Because what does Taisus mean that chametz nuksha is asa midrabanan? It's mefurish in the Gemara later on. There's a law of the araisa, as the Rishonim explained Taisus, that chametz nuksha is a loisisei she'ein by karis. There's a ribui, as the Torah was only marbid on Pesach. But before Pesach, it's not Aser D'Araisa. As that's the beer, Vidas Taisis, that it's Aser B'Derabana. And the Olam Avada remembers that Taisis on Beis Amir Aleph, Divrei HaMaskel, Orla Arba Aser, Taisis speaks it out already, that Chametz Nuksha is not also on Erev Pesach and Achar Pesach, because it's a ribui, and the ribui was only on Pesach. That's Shannon Taisus. That's because Shitas Taisus is in the beginning of Elu Oivrim that Chametz Nuksha is only Aser on with a law. That's the only din it has. Shitas Rashi in the beginning of the Mishnah of Elu Oivrim Amen Beis Amen Aleph is Chametz Nuksha, there is Baal Yirah Daraisa. The Torah was only Mamayedit from Karas. But every other din it has. It has Baal Yirah, it has a lav. It's just not an Issar Karas. As the Fi Rashi, Zoktam in Hezbaruch, it would be Asar on Erev Pesach too, Midaraisa. Because Rashi holds it's only a Miyad from Karas. Tosis learns that there's a Miyad from Karas, it's not a Chometz Gomer. As there's no Baal Yirah, there's no Issar Koidem Pesach, because it's Stam, a Shvacher Chometz, it's not a Chometz Gomer. But then Tosis could say what he says. But the Fi Rashi, it wouldn't be different. As if the Olam was learning Elu Oivrim, this would be a big shtickle Torah, Klapi Elu Oivrim, Mechelik Aren, but eventually you'll learn it. Because when you get to it, you'll see this is a big Yisaitis, like it's Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of Elu Oivrim, and this Tosis is the Shitasa. Okay. As thus is the Mahalik of Tosis. Is there a nafka mina ladina in Tosis' pshat or Rashi's pshat? At the end of the day, it's an Issur Darabanan. Rashi learns it's Issur Darabanan because it's Shah Shishis. And that's only also Midarabanan. Tosis learns because it's Daraisa, but it's an Issur Darabanan. The Zmanim is Daraisa, but the Chometz is Darabanan. Is there any nafka mina ladina between Rashi and Tosis? As learning Rashi and Tosis over here, you could see there's no nafka mina ladina. However, the Rush, when he brings it down in the beginning of Perek Beis, and Tosis in Kedushin on Nun Ches, Tosis says a huge chiddush. Tosis asks a stira in Gemaris. Tosis asks that our Gemara says, I'm a Kaddish Bisurei Anomid Rabbanan, Einoi Mekudeshes. Frek Tosis, the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Kedushin, and Afnun Zayin Amid Aleph, is Mavur Chulin Bazar, if it's Asam in their Abonon, as it's Mekudeshes, as you see Mekadesh Visurei Anon Mekudeshes. Zog Tosis, there's two kinds of Isser Anon their Abonon. There's something that's Ikroi Asar Midaraisa, like Chometz Nuksha, but the Iker, it's the Shoyas Adaraisa. And there's something that has no shaykhis to a Issur Daraisa. As a Darabanan that has no shaykhis to a Issur Daraisa, that it's Mikudeshes. Only a Rabbanan that's Be'ikroi Daraisa, it's Einoi Mikudeshes. As Lemela Taisir says, if it's Chomich Nuksa, B'shoyis Darabanan, Zichir it's Einoi Mikudeshes. Because that's no shaykhis to a Daraisa. The Shoyis are Darabanan, the Chomich is Darabanan, a zikr, it is Mikudeshes. That is the famous Tosis. And Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon both ask that if it's Eino Mikudeshes Midarabanan, my nafkimin of it's Ikroi Daraisa. As in order to see and explain the Tosis, we'll come back to it in the Hampshire. Okay. As that's the practical Mikudes, what's the Tzir Mikadesh Shoyis? What's the Tzir of Chidei Kudunaisa? Now, Havon Mikonis to the Etzem Inyanim, why is it Eina Mikudeshes? It's Isano Midarabana. Why is it Eina Mikudeshes Midaraisa? As Rashi over here says like this, Ava Gavda Asi Isano Aschamitz Darabana Deshesh, Humafke Kedushe Taira, Bishari Eishes Ish La Alma. Perfect Rashi Abomba Kasha. Derabanan made a Isser Hanna Midrabanan. I hear, but Midaraisa, it's Mekudeshes. If we're going to say she's Eina Mekudeshes, what are you saying? You're saying she's allowed to marry someone else. If she's allowed to marry someone else, Midaraisa, she's Mekudeshes. As how did Derabanan have a Kayach to be Mater at Issa Daraisa, Veshes Ish? And it's Bekum Vese. Meaning, what are the Rabbanan doing over here? The Rabbanan are saying, even though Midaraisa is Mekudeshes, it's only Eina Mekudeshes Midarabanan. But we're saying, because we said it's also about Amid Rabbanon, it's Amid Pudeshes. As the Rabbanon are saying, in essence, that you can go ahead and get married to someone. As she's going to be over in Issa Daraisa, Mr. Eishes Ish. How do the Rabbanon have such a koyach to do that? That's what Rashi over here is. Abagab the Osi Issa and Os Chomets. Vishori Eishes Ish La Alma. That's what's bothering Rashi, that it's a Yoiker Bekum Ve Essay. Abitatsinon, Bekama Duchtin. Kol de Makadish, Adaita, de Rabbanon, Makadish. Vehefker bez din hefker. Vehem ifkiru mumay. Zot Rashi. Because you have this klal, this famous klal in Shas, called the Mekadish, Adaita Derabanan Mekadish, Vehefker bez din hefker. Vehem ifkiru mumay. Vitsarich iyun gadol. Why do you need both? Each one on their own is good enough. Called the Mekadish, Adaita Derabanan Mekadish, Vehem ifkiru akadusha mine. Void, Hefker Bez and Hefker. This is a great klal. This works all over. Hefker Bez and Hefker. It's not his money. As why does Rashi put both of them together? L'choyre, each one on its own would be good enough. What is he putting both of them together? Mashma, you need both of them. Why do you need both of them? Each one on its own should be good enough. This is the big question on Rashi. As in order to explain Rashi, it's in Arvichos, but we're going to do it very b'kitzer. It's not the Iker HaSugya. We'll say the Yisoyos. Rashi holds, Bezdin doesn't do Stam Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, Stam. It's not a Hefker bill. Bezdin doesn't make Hefker, Bezdin Hefker whenever they want to. Kach Kosev in the Rebbeinu Peretz in Ksuvis on Daf Gimel, and the Shita in Ksuvis Daf Gimel. We don't make Hefka Bezin Hefka Stam. We're upset at somebody. Okay, we make Hefka Bezin. No, it doesn't work that way. There has to be some Geder, some Inyan over here that it's not good. Then we make Hefka Bezin Hefka. But if we didn't have something wrong with it, as we wouldn't make Hefka Bezin Hefka. As therefore, Rashi holds, without the Kol de Mekadesh, Adaita de Rabbanan Mekadesh, you can't do a Hefka Bezin Hefka. Nukuda number one. Now, In theory, they could, but they won't. They won't do a Hefker Bez and Hefker, unless there's another problem with their Raisa. It's called the Mekadesh Adaita Derabana Mekadesh. That's number one. Number two, so why doesn't call the Mekadesh Adaita Derabana Mekadesh work? A Zagr of Nahum, Ba'ayfin Zeh. In this part, we'll do the Bekitzer. The Rishayim in Ksubis Daf Gimel say, call the Mekadesh Adaita Derabana Mekadesh. Is the same way you could be Mekadesh Adaita that your Abba should be Maskim, or you could be Mekadesh Adaita that your mother should be Maskim, as you could be Mekadesh Adaita Derabbanon that they should be Maskim. As what is this? This is a regular Kedushin on Tanai. The same way you can make a Kedushin B'Tanai, your father, your mother, you can make a Kedushin Derabbanon. If that's the case, what do you need Hefker Bez and Hefker for? Rav Nachum said that he doesn't want to make a Kedushin al Tanai. That's not what the das of a person is. The person is toila his maisa b'das chachamim. The chachamim could be koiveya what his maisa is. And the only way the chachamim could change his maisa is with the din of hefker bezdin hefker. That changes the maisa that it's not a good maisa. The oimik of Rav Nachum, toila wants to look in it. It was already printed in Ksubis Daf Gimel, also in Gittin. It's printed already in the Sefer, but that's the Ikur Nekudas. Okay, now let's come back to the Guf HaSugya. And this is a very strong question on Rashi. It comes out in Rashi, what's the reason why it's Midaraisa Eina Mikudeshes? Because of the reason of Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Derabano Mekadesh Asarech Iyun. How could you bring a raya from Kedushin to Bittul, Bishlema by Kedushin, when person does a Kedushin, it's a Daita Derabanan Mekadesh. But by Bittul, it's not a Daita Derabanan Mevatul. A person does a Bittul, he doesn't do it a Daita Derabanan. He does it on his own. As if the reason why by Kedushin it's not Mekudeshes is because a Daita Derabanan Mekadesh, as how could you sushtel it to Bittul? That's the big question on Rashi. A very strong question on Rashi. However, if you learn Rashi well, you'll see that Rashi is explaining why it's Eina Mikudeshes Midiyaraisa. Meaning Midirabanan, you don't need Kol Demekadesh Adayta Derabanan. Midirabanan, the reason why it's Eina Mikudeshes is because Midirabanan, they made it into Isuri Hano. Rashi needed Adayta Derabanan Mekadesh to explain why the rice it's Eina Mikudeshes. Where do I see it? Because Rashi says it. That's how Rashi says it. As Rashi only used the Kol Demekadesh after Derabanan, it was Eina Mikudeshes. And that's another shita. That you only say Kol Demekadesh Adayta Derabanan Mikudeshes if there's a problem with it anyway. Derabanan would never do Kol Demekadesh stuff. It's only because Midrabanan it's Eina Mikudeshes, therefore the Rabbanan went ahead and they did the Kol Demekadesh. We have a great teretz to answer Bittel, and that's why no one asked the question besides us. None of the Rishonim, none of the Achronim asked this on Rashi, because they learned Rashi well. Meaning all we're sushtelling is that the Bittel doesn't work, Midrabanan. But Enochinami, the Bittel will work, Midaraisa. The Gemara is just saying the same way Midrabanan it's Eina Mikudeshes. Midrabanan, the Bittel doesn't work, but it works Midaraisa. And Lefize, we have a Nafka Mina Ladin. The Pri Chodesh in Tov Lamed Dalet brings down, he had a machlekes with Chochmei HaProvincia. The Chachamim in the Providence of the country. They tined that you have to be mevatel b'shashishis. Even though the Gemara says that bittel doesn't work on shashishis, it only doesn't work midirabanan. But midiraisa bittel works. As the Chokmei Providence said, midiraisa, if you forgot to do bittel, and you look at your watch, and it's shashishis, you're mevatel. Why? Because even though it doesn't work derabanan, but it works daraisa to take off the Baal Yira. As not only it's a good idea, you should do it. Or maybe you have chametz. Chazal made a takana. You should be mevatel midaraisa. That's what the Chokmei Providence said. And the Pri Chodesh says, no! The Gemara says, the Gemara sushtels to Kedushin. And by Kedushin, it doesn't even work midaraisa. As Huadin, by Bittel, it doesn't work midaraisa. That's what the Pri Chodesh is on Chokmei Providence. But after we learn Gemara Rashi, we understand the Chachamim. They didn't learn just Gemara, they learned Gemara Rashi. Rashi says the reason why Midrabanan, the reason why it doesn't work Midaraisa by Kedushin is because Kol Demekadesh Adayta Derabanan Mekadesh. And that's not Shayach by Bittel. And in fact, the Mishnah Bura in Tov Lamed Dalet brings down that he found a Maram Chalavi on Daf Mem Tes. That says Lahedia, you could be mevatel in shashishis midrabanan. Now the chen is meduyik in the Miri over here. He doesn't bring it, but he brings down rishonim like Chachmei Providence. What's the pshat? Because all we're bringing a raya is in a derabanan dika level. Your bittel doesn't work. You'll be Ibram Bal Yira. It doesn't work midrabanan, but at the raisa dika level, the bittel works. Yeah, of course. This is a Rizaga Chiddush. Rav Asher wanted to say a Svara that even according to Rashi, maybe Bittel wouldn't work Daraisa. Why? Because he says Rashi's Shita is that Bittel means that you're making it Ka'afar, you're making it Ois Lechem. He says only if you could use it and you decide it's not lechem, and you're miyachid it to be offered, as then your bittel works. But if anyway it's aser banna, anyway you have no usage of it, as if you're thinking this is segarnish, it's segarnish. Because it's already offer ve'efer, as your bittel's not adding anything. It's a rizig chiddush. That's what Rav Asher had it sad to learn. Maybe according to Rashi, you could still say the bittel won't work the raisa, but for a whole new svara, because bittel means you're making it offer, and anyway it's offer, because it's asa ba'na midrabanan. Okay. As thus is Shitas Rashi. Fret Rib Shimon in Shal Yeshach Shar Aleph Perik Tes. And Fret Rib Chanan in Chelik Beis in the Sefer Kuntris de Rei Sefer. In the back he has a Kuntris on Dine de Rabbanon in Simon Aleph Beis Heva. They both ask a very strong question on Rashi. They both ask, what's the reason why by Yisirei Ana you lose your bailus? Pashit, you would understand, because b'metzias you can't be mishtamish with it. If the reason is because b'metzias you can't be mishtamish with it, my nafkamin if it's a issa derabbanan or it's a issa deraisa. But at the end of the day, b'metzias you can't be mishtamish with it. As if b'metzias you can't be mishtamish with it, you're not a bailim. That's what they both tie. Azim King, why does Rashi over here have to come on to Midrabanan? They were Misakin. That called the Mekadesh Adaita, Derabanan Mekadesh. What do you need it for? Typically, because he can't use it. If you can't use it, you're not a Bailim. Bailis means usage. Shimushim. My Muska, one of the riyas they bring is there's a mandiyama kinyan peiruski kinyan aguftami. Why? Because the ikka bailis is the shimushim. Azay bazay, if you can't be mishtamish with it, as it's not yours. As what's the pshat? Why do we say it's only a chsaran on a drabbanon dika level? As Rabbi Chanan says, you see that which b'metzias you can't use it is not enough. It's only because the Torah made it a chefse shel iser hana, therefore it's paka the bailis. Ubir advarav sosim v'loy pirish. Kedarkon shel k'deli rabbi seinu rashi shivas, they say the hagdara, kedarkon shel bris, and zeh. Dot shteita. Zeh ma shekosu. That it has to be an iser on the chefse to be mafkiyah. Reb Shimon Kedarkoi in Shar Aleph Perik Tes, he wants to say a Tosefes beer, a Tosefes Amaka. Kedarkoi that Reb Chaim said you can't ask why, and Reb Shimon always said why. Yeah, that was the Chiddush. That was the Chilik in the Darkei Halima. Oh. As Reb Shimon says, because when the Torah says it's Aser Ba'ana, what's the Hagdaras Hadvarim? Iser Ba'ana means the Torah saying it's a Chesa. She'enoi shove kluv. It's a din Torah that this chevsa is meruchik from the Adam. The Torah is saying it's ke'ofer and you can't be nene. As when the Torah says it's aser b'ano, what's the pshat? Because there's a pagam, a ruchni is like a pagam in the chevitz, and the Torah is uptouching mishum ze, it's ke'efes uke'efer uke'loi kluv. As the beer of a iser hana is not just it's aser b'ano, the Torah is uptouching and being madir what the chayfetz is. And who are they in the Issa Derabbanan? They're uptouching and they're being madir what the chayfetz is. But it's only on a Derabbanan dika level, not on a Daraisa dika level. Oh. As that's Reb Shimon's beer in this Yisoy that you see in Rashi. Oh. And they add. Okay, that's their beer in Rashi. Okay. Frecht. That's Nakuda number 2 in Rashi. Nakuda number 3 in the last Nakuda in Rashi. Frek the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva and the Miri and the list grows. A very strong question on Rashi. In order to be Makadish in Isha, you have to have a Shavar Pruta. If it's not worth money, then she's Eina Makudeshes. If something is aser b'ana, it is not worth a pruta. Zog de Rabbeinu Peretz, you can't sell it. It's aser b'ana. A zog de Rabbeinu Peretz, no one's buying it. It doesn't have a shuk. As it doesn't have a value. As if it doesn't have a value, as you're giving an isha, pavas mishav pruta. Something which is aser b'ana is valueless. The first Mishnah in Kedushin says you have to be Mekadesh and Isha with a Shav Yismamin, with a Shav Pruta. This is valueless. As how could you be Makadish and Isha Midar Raisa with it? Even though it's Aser Midar Abanan, but the Metzias now in the Shuk, it has no value. As the Metzias in the Shuk is the Raisa, it's valueless. As being that it's valueless, as how could you be Makadish and Isha with it? That's what the Rishonim ask on Rashi. And that's a very strong question. How does Rashi deal with this Shaykh? As there's different ways of answering. Some of our G'dele rabbis say, meaning the Sfas Emes, and others, they want to say, Lamaise, even though the Chefsa is Aser Ba'ana, but there are people that are Avrayonim. There are people that are going to be over on the Aser. And for them, it definitely has value. As we're talking about, where he's Makadish and Isha, and she doesn't bother her that it's Aser Ba'ana. No, she's one of the modernim, the tuna bagels, whatever you call them. The kids are, you know, she, okay. Say to yeah. Well, it's okay. As kloppy these people, it shove them on. Aser Ba'ana, by me, that's not a problem. I'm not mocking on that. Great. No problem. If will not hang up. Kids are, they're fine with it. As kloppy them, it has a shabbos. Halavai every year would listen to Dinei Torah, and then it wouldn't have a shabbos. But Lamaisa, we're talking about he's Makadish and Isha. She's moving Lakabal, and it's here where she's moving Lakabal, and she's going to use it. As Mechatesi, as over there, Rashi has to say, call the Makadish and thank the Derabah. That's one mahal. Of Lamaisa, you could say a different mahal. And this is a side of Reb Shimon that he says on a different Rashi. There's a famous Rashi that the Olam all learns in Baba Kama on Daf Yud Zayin of it. There's a sugya. You throw something off the roof, and it's about to fall, and it's about to break. And someone comes over, and he breaks it. As anyway, it was soifoy lipo. It's going to fall on the floor, it's going to break, it's going to shatter. Someone else came, and he broke it. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Yud Zayin Amit Beis, has a needin if you're chayiv l'shalim mamet. Zot Rashi. Lefi l'man diyama, as basar me'akara as lina, and we look at it when you throw it off, kilu it's broken, you're potter. Ablafi the mandiyama, basar b'saif as lina, you're chayiv. Frek the Ramban on Rashi, who is gonna buy the kli when it's flying off the roof? You have a kli, a very expensive kli. You throw it, a glass, whatever. It's about to hit the floor, who's gonna pay for it? No one. No one in his right mind is buying this chavitz. There is no shuk for a chavitz that's flying in the air and about to break on the floor. As how could Rashi say there's a man diyama that holds your chayim because basa b'saifas linan. Hare the chayim of mazik is because your mazikim the value mominis. There's no value of mominis in the chavitz. Thus frekt the Ramban. On Rashi, the Ramban Melchamas on Yud Zayin Amit Beis Zokr Shimin, you see in Rashi the Valdi Yechidus. Shavius is not totally bimitzias if you could buy it in the shul. Even if bimitzias, no one would pay for it now. It still has a shavius. Why? Because shavius is totally be'etzem in the chayfetz. And if the chayfetz is shalom, and if the chayfetz be'emes is roi, as even though there's a side reason in the world why everyone doesn't want to buy it, it doesn't change it. The very famous Hibshimen over there in the Sugyan Baba Kama. The question is if you could sushtel Hibshimen to Rashi by Yisurei Anod Derabonon. Rashi holds Yisurei Anod Derabonon on a deraisadika level, the chefs is a regular chefsa, that's mutter. The Rabbanon Asr. Now that the Rabbanon Asr is no one's buying it. Why? Because everyone around is not going to pay for it. But on a deraisadika level, it's a normal chefsa. It doesn't have any Isser Hanon. As on a deraisadika level, this chefsa has no problem with it. As being that it has no problem with it, just because the Metzius is, now that they're Rabbanon Asr, no one is going to go buy it, that doesn't make that it loses its Shabbos Be'etzer. Over here is a bigger chiddush of the efshelo, efshel kilu laharchik the Reb Shimon, and use it over here. As one mahalach is the mahalach of the Sosemes, we're talking about arvayonim, modernim that are kilu being over. In such a case, Rashi wants to say a filu okay. That's the mahalach to be miyashiv Rashi. The Yesh Lodin, Yifi the Rishonim, what would be by Bittul? Would that be a reason not to be Mevatalit? That it doesn't have Shavyas Mamin? I mean, the Rishonim say the reason why it's Eina Mekudeshes is because it doesn't have Shavyas Mamin. Could you bring a Raya from that to Bittul? As L'choira, by Kedushin, there's a din, you need to have Shava Pruta. But by Bittul, who cares if it's not worth a Pruta? The Rishonim say it's Eina Shava Mamin. Okay, it's Eina Shava Mamin. But that's not a reason for Bittul and Kedushin. You have to be Makadosh with a Pruta. As L'choira, the Rishonim only passed, it's only Shayach by Kedushin. Because there's a sheer proof. You need a sheer moment. And this is not worth money because you can't sell it in the shuk. But, now, if the item's going to tie that, everything you can sell in the shuk is not yours, thus is bittul Torah. Viharaya. Let's say you have a family picture that to you is worth loads of money. If you go to the shuk and you try to sell it, it is absolutely not worth a pruta. No one in the world would buy the picture. You're going to say it's not yours? Everyone could come take it? That's for chalila. Someone has an old thing that has very sentimental value for them. It was their bubbles, whatever. Yeah. You try to sell it in the shuk, it's a joke. No one's going to pay for it. Yeah. You're going to say you're not a bailam on it, everyone could steal it. Chas v'chalila. Yeah. Everyone has to be very clear. Some bachim try to tie it, so I just want to say it's a tominish tie. Just because you don't have a shuk to buy something doesn't mean it's not yours. L'choira, that's his portion. Because l'choira, the tom of, even the tom of the ritva is not shayach by bittul chametz. As according to the Ritva, also, if you want to bring it back to Bittul Chametz, you say, so what's the Raya, the Gemara? Because one more time, you have to say, the Raya is on a Derabbanandika level. That means the Rabbanan, they were Mafkiya the Kedushin. As the Rabbanan, it's not a good Bittul. The Ritva was handling why the Raya doesn't work. But if the Rabbanan, they wouldn't answer it, and it wouldn't be the Rabbanan, wouldn't be Mafkiya, as then it wouldn't work. Because that's what you have to say in the Ritva. We're speaking it out because some made the mistake that we feed the ritva, that's the reason why bittul doesn't work. So you just want to clarify in the way you can say that. And that's not what the ritva is talking about. The one who made the mistake was l'chayra very big. That's why we're a little bit worried. And the l'chayra pipashtis, that's the l'chayra. The ritva didn't say it. Okay. As that's the ways of learning. As we have a Rashi. Rashi learns that it's Eina Mekudeshes Midrabbanan. Rashi is, why is it Eina Mekudeshes Midaraisa? And we take it back to the Sugya Bittul we have. Now let's go back to Tosis. Tosis says that which the Gemara says it's Eina Mekudeshes by Yisra Derabbanan is only when it's Ikiri Surah is Midaraisa. Iker Isser Daraisa. Of if Iker Isser is Eina Daraisa, as then it is Mekudeshes. Zok the Netziv b'tuv tam b'das. After we learn the Rishonim, we come clear to this nafka min ladina. It's mamish bishma. It's totally how you learn. If you learn the reason why it's Eino Mikudeshes is because Adaita Derabanan Mekadesh Vehefker Bezdin Hefker, then you could understand Toises. That when it's Ikari Surah Midaraisa, then we said Adaita Derabanan Mekadesh Vehefker Bezdin Hefker. Aber when it's not, we didn't. And we weren't. Aber if you learn that, when it's osur hanah midarabbanan, the reason why it's eino mikudeshes midaraisa is because the chepetz has no shavyes, because you can't sell it in the shuk like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and like the Miri, as then you couldn't be machalik between ikir yisura midaraisa or not. Hare, even if ikir yisura is eino midaraisa, it doesn't have shavyes b'shuk, as it should be Eino Mekudeshes Midaraisa too. Thus is the Chayra. So that comes out in Nafka Mina Ladina between the Tamim, if it's because Adaita Derabbanan Mekadesh, or because it's Ein Bo Shavyes, if it's always going to be, or sometimes it'll be, and sometimes it won't be. That's the Nafka Mina Ladina. If it's a daita derabbanan hefker bezin hefker, it's up to the rabbanan, and sometimes they could say yes, and sometimes they could say no. But if it's a vart because it's ein loy shabbos, it's a vart be'etzem, it's ein loy shabbos, as it doesn't make a difference what the level of the derabbanan is. Okay, as we saw a lot in the Dorim of Eino Mekudeshes on the derabbanan to the deraisa of the level. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow will be Mashlem Suya, the next Eilat Kol Suya, till the two dots. And also we want the Eilam to see, is a very interesting, you saw the Gemidim, the Ramban, and the Balamor, that there's one Shita that Chometz is Asa Daraisa Mechatzoy, Shitas of Yehuda. Shitas of Shimon, on that Mechatzem and Beis, and the Echelik of the Rishayim, we passed them like Rav Shimon, that Chometz is not Asa Daraisa, but no La'af Mechatzoy. So the Mechil according to some Rishayim. It's how do you handle this Gemara, Klavi Bittel, and Kedusha, and Lefi those Rishayim. But there is a mitzvah of tashbisu. As does it mean, will it be mekudeshes, will it the world, is the halacha differently or not? That's what the Rishonim handle, and it comes out a couple of previous sites. So we mash on the sugya till the two dots, and we mash on the sugya also till the two dots.